أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور. يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء، ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم.
Sisters, we meet one more time and we talk about the same topic, which is Jesus God? And in the last episodes, we were talking about a lot of evidences from the Holy Bible that Jesus is not God. And today also, we are going to continue what we've been doing for the last few days. And as I said in the last time, that I'm going to speak also from the Holy Bible. I'm not going to use the Holy Quran in getting evidences, because Christians don't believe in the Holy Quran anyway. So don't start from the Holy Bible. We're trying to prove that Jesus Christ is a very respectful prophet, and we respect him so much, okay? But, I'm sorry, he's not God. Okay, amazing. Now, we need to agree on something, that God gave a lot of prophets the ability to do signs and miracles in order to make people believe in the messages they came with from God. And Jesus Christ was one of those prophets. Okay, he used to do miracles by the hand of God. So God gave Jesus Christ the ability to do miracles. Okay, but the miracles that Jesus Christ used to do in Palestine, in Judea, in these places, it doesn't mean that Jesus Christ is God. Why? The Holy Bible answers these questions. Okay, now let me move to the second book of Kings, and exactly chapter 2, 11. Okay, let's go together and see. Chapter 2:11. I want you to read that with me. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. One more time. So we're talking in this chapter about Elijah, one of the greatest prophets in the Holy Bible. Okay? And the story is about Elijah being taken up into heaven. God took Elijah into heaven. Elijah went up into heaven in a whirlwind. Now, it is exactly what happened to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ went up to heaven also. Jesus Christ went up in heaven. Because I was talking with a Christian friend before, and I asked him, please tell me, why do you think that Jesus Christ is God? He says, because he went up in heaven. And this is a miracle. So I'm sorry, if this miracle means that Jesus Christ is God, so that means that Elijah also is God. Because Elijah went up to heaven. And if Jesus Christ went up to heaven, and that is a proof for you that Jesus Christ is God, so you have to worship Elijah also. Now this way, we are going to have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and we have Elijah. Okay, so we have four gods right now, not just three in one. We have four in one right now. Okay, so as you see, Elijah went up to heaven, and it was a miracle. It is the same miracle that happened to Jesus Christ. Now, let's move in the same book, Kings. Also, the book of Kings. Okay? The second book of Kings. And exactly 4:33. And let's see another part here. We're going to read together. He went in, shut the door on the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. Okay? And we're speaking now about Elisha. So we were speaking about Elijah, now we're speaking about Elisha. Okay, interesting. When Elisha reached the house, the walls, the boy lying dead on his couch. One more time. When Elisha reached the house, there was a boy lying dead on his couch. Dead, he's dead, the boy is dead. Okay, so what happened next? He went in, shut the door on the two of them and prayed to the Lord. He asked the Lord. He asked help from the Lord, from Allah, from God. Okay. Then, he got on the bed and lay upon the boy, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, hands to hands. As he stretched himself out upon him, the boy's body grew warm. Elisha turned away and walked back and forth in the room and then got on the bed and stretched out upon him once more. The boy sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes. Elisha summoned Gehazi and said, "Call the Shunammite," and he did. When she came, he said, "Take your son." Now, interesting story. The story is telling us about Elisha, one of the prophets who God sent to the sons of Israel. Okay? And the story is telling us that Elisha raised the dead, exactly as Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, a lot of people say that Jesus Christ is God because Jesus Christ was able to raise the dead. And we know that only God is able to raise the dead. But I say, excuse me, no. Because God gave this miracle to some prophets, like Elisha. Elisha was able to raise the dead. Now, are we going to worship Elisha as God because he was able to raise the dead? He did exactly what Jesus Christ did. But this is not enough reason, okay? Now, so, let's put that straight one more time. Miracles that have been done by Jesus Christ, these miracles were done also by other prophets. Okay, and these miracles were given by God. As we see in the book of Kings that Elisha was praying to God in order to help him do this miracle and raise this boy one more time from the dead. Okay, now, if we are going to worship Jesus Christ because he was able to raise the dead, so that means that we are going also to worship Elisha. And now we're going to have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and we have Elijah, and we have Elisha. Now we have 5 gods. Okay. Now, let's move to another point. And we are in the same page, exactly in the same chapter, in the same book. But I want you to move to 4:42. Okay, and let's read together. A man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing the man of God 20 loaves of barley bread, baked from the first ripe grain, along with some heads of new grain. "Give it to the people to eat," Elisha said. "How can I set this before 100 men? His servant asked. But Elisha answered, "Give it to the people to eat, for this is what the Lord says. They will eat and have some left over." Then he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord. Another miracle, as you see. It is a miracle that is related to food and blessing. The man of God, Elisha, in this miracle, he had barrel food. And this food was supposed to be given to 100 men. Okay? And people were confused. How can we feed all these people with this little food? Okay? But it was just a miracle. God told his prophet that give this food to the people and they will eat, they will be happy, and they will be left over. It's a miracle. And I think people who read the Gospels, they know exactly what I'm talking about here. Because Jesus Christ used to do that. And we all remember the story of the bread and fish. Okay, that Jesus Christ fed hundreds of people with very little food. Okay, if you think that Jesus Christ could do that because he's God, now I'm telling you that Elisha did that also. So we cannot say that Jesus Christ is God just because he did miracles. Okay? Now, we are in the same book, the second book of the Kings. And I want you to move with me to chapter 5:14. 5:14. Let's see what we have. In 5:14 we read, "So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him." Let me start the story from the very beginning, one time. "Naaman's servants went to him and said, 'My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more than when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?' So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, or the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean, like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, 'Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel.'" Interesting. We see a man here who had a problem with his skin, leprosy. And he wanted someone to heal him. And actually, Elisha gave him one order: to go to the Jordan and wash yourself and you will be cleansed. And the guy was cleansed, actually. Why? It was a miracle given to Elisha by God. Okay? Like the same miracles that were given to Jesus Christ by God in the New Testament. The same idea. So, what Jesus Christ was doing in the New Testament, okay, these miracles were done in the Old Testament. Why do we worship Jesus Christ as God? Because of miracles? Miracles were done before. So, I mean, come on. We need to think a little bit more about that. So, let's move to another part here. We need to move to the second book of Kings. We are in the same book, but move to chapter 13, 21. Okay. Let me read to you what it is. "Once while some Israelites were burying a man." Wow, interesting story. I like it. Can I take a sip? My wife made me a very nice coffee. Delicious. Very good. "So, once while some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a band of raiders. So they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood up on his feet." Wow. Even the bones of Elisha were able to raise the man from the dead. So I think this miracle is not found even in the New Testament. So what I'm trying to say here, my point of view, that Jesus Christ is a great prophet. He's a great prophet. He's one of the most respectful prophets. He's a wonderful prophet. Marvelous prophet. But please, he's not God. The miracles he used to do were done before him by many other prophets. And let's take this verse from the Holy Quran and see what God says about that. And this verse is taken from chapter 13, 38. "We did send messengers before you." God is talking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him. "We did send messengers before you and appointed for them wives and children." Like you married, yes Muhammad, you married, but prophets married also. You had children and prophets had children. You were not a new guy. You didn't do something that is strange. You didn't come with something that is new. We did send messengers before you and appointed for them wives and children, and it was never the part of a messenger to bring a sign except as Allah permitted. One more time. And it was never the part of a messenger to bring a sign except as Allah permitted, for each period is a book revealed. So every sign given to every prophet is given to him through God. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, and see you inshallah in the next episode.